You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
They've got the highest vitamin C in the world. They're wild harvested by indigenous harvesters. They are either used as frozen whole fruit or frozen puree or made into a powder or an extract and used as a functional food or in cosmetics or nutrimedics or a whole range of things, and in making bread and biscuits, and used in the prawn industry to increase the shelf life of the fresh prawns and the frozen prawns. Used in South Australia now, something wild, a business down there, an indigenous business down there is making yogurt with Kakadu plum. So all sorts of really exciting things happening with the use of this plant, fruit and the bark and the leaves.
Now, this little plant, this super performing little plant, you said more than 100 times the vitamin C content of something like an orange, but yes. Can one find Kakadu plums in a supermarket if they wanted to buy and consume this plant?
You can't, because we need to freeze them within 24 hours of picking them, so they can't be produced and sold as a fresh. That's why we make them into other things, and that's why we make the powder and the extract and the puree. The whole fruit is used. So for the yogurt, for example, they'd be using the whole frozen fruit, but they'd make it into a puree to add it to the yogurt.
This is a process that your company specializes in. How long did it take you to come up with the process? Because it takes a lot of research and development to come up with...
People have been harvesting and selling the fruit and processing it for a number of years now, but what we've realised in the last year or two is that a lot of work needs to be done on research and development. People say, yeah, we really want to use Kakadu plum in our products, but we don't know how to or how much we need or what needs to happen. So we've been working with the University of Queensland to do a lot of research and development, and other universities are doing research too into its properties for treatment of other diseases. A lot of universities are doing research into it.
Yeah, the University of Queensland, and now very recently a new project with the Menzies Laboratories as well that has just received funding actually to develop not just the Kakadu plum only, but other native plants as well, to develop them on an industrial scale and promote local communities at the same time. And you are involved in this project. How are you looking at partnering with these organizations and unleashing the potential of this plant?
So what's really important is that the communities, the scientists, the production people, the companies all work together to get things to happen. What happens is the communities, the traditional owners and people living out on country decide that they choose some plants and that they tell us the story about what this plant's been used for over the years. The scientists at Menzies and the University of Queensland do research into the properties of that plant.
Yeah.
And we look, mostly we find the story from the communities about what the plant's used for matches what the science says it could do. We'll then choose some of those plants, two of them, and we'll make a prototype of a skin treatment and then see whether we take that to commercialisation domestically and internationally. So working with a company called Integria Healthcare, they're the industry partner. University of Queensland and Menzies are the scientists.
Yeah.
And we're working with one community at the moment, Delhi Out Station near Daly River.
Yeah.
And then depending on how all that goes, and then we're also going to be talking to other communities about being involved, depending on all how all that goes, then we'll start to look for some social investors and other research grants to do more of this, look at more plants. Communities are ringing us up all the time saying, we've got plants who can do really amazing things. Come and look at our plants. But at the moment, we've got a limited amount of money and there's a limit to what we can do.
There's a huge industry which is worth more than $130 billion for functional foods, and the Kakadu plum is can very, very well fit into this. And I also read that the annual growth of the Kakadu plum products is about 10%, which is really, really promising in any business. Being guaranteed a 10% growth every year would be really, really a tremendous opportunity.
Yeah, and then that demand creates the capacity for communities to employ more people to do the picking, and we need to work on how do we get the processing happening out on communities. How do we use solar powered processing machines so that more and more of the work can happen out on communities and create more jobs and more and grow the economy out on the communities?
And you've developed a model of working with communities that is lauded right around the country. Can you tell us a little bit about this model of working with traditional owners on their products, on their land, and bringing this business forward?
The communities run their own enterprises and their own businesses, and we come together when we're trying to develop supply chains, develop markets, do the research. Because of cyclones and fires and community business, one community can't meet the demand of a customer who needs to know no matter what happens, they'll still get their Kakadu plum product.
Yeah.
So the communities have to work together. So if there's a cyclone in Broome, then over in Daly River, they'll be able to pick more fruit. So it's about working together. It's also about making sure that the traditional owners and the families who live on their country are able to pick fruit on their country and look after their country and also make money and build economy and build jobs.
So for themselves and sustain their land and sustain themselves on their own land.
Yeah.
Now, we've spoken about the international potential of this plant. How about commercializing this plant across Australia? How is this aspect of the business going? Do you have plant representatives or distributors right across southern parts of the country?
There's some organisations that are starting to work together to build those markets, but a lot of it's dependent on the research that's done to help people understand how to use the product. There are people like Karen Sheldon Catering up in Darwin. She's had some research done for making prepared meals and bread using Kakadu plum and wattle seed to extend the shelf life of product to make them taste better and include then as a functional food the vitamin C that's in the Kakadu plum. So Karen employs a lot of Aboriginal people and she supplies out to Aboriginal community her food products. So, and then as I said before, in South Australia, Something Wild, an Aboriginal company, doing some fantastic things with Indigenous and functional foods and developing products. So all around the place, there are people starting to develop that functional food industry and the traditional complementary medicine. This is such an exciting thing that's happening, and it's great that the CRC for Developing Northern Australia have funded these some projects around Indigenous foods and traditional medicine. And it's an exciting time, and we're just going to hear more and more and more about this, and more people are going to get involved, and it's going to be driven by Aboriginal people with a benefit going back to Aboriginal people going to be owned and operated by Aboriginal people. Great industry moving forward.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.